Mem Dalem Aleph, right at the top. Okay, so let me find my bearings in here. Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan Broka. Third line from the top. Maitzah Shor Rabbi Yochanan Nuri Eitz Rabbi Yochanan Broka. So Maitzah Yochanan Nuri went to Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan Broka's father, to Yochanan Broka, Abba, my father, the Beis Shorim, to the town of Beis Shorim. Vero Gavi. And he showed him either, it's not clear, it's a vessel or a little puddle. Which only had 40 lugum of water, certainly not enough to cancel snake venom. And rain was falling and dripping. And he just stooped down to the ground. And drank from this puddle. He said, there's no gilui in this case. Why? Because it's raining. Now, why? So he brings down here on the bottom that because it's muddy, snakes don't like mud. Another interpretation is that, which seems to be for the Gemara's, seems to be posh, and as we go further, is that the snakes are distracted by the drops. They're like raindrops. So they don't come out when it's raining. Vadhechon, that seems to be supported by the subsequent Gemara. Vadhechon, how much does that be raining? Raymana Baratachim Shem Rechina said, Akadeh Shetifrach HaKoris. So that the rain, as it falls down, jumps up. You know, when it kind of rebounds from hitting the puddle. Rabbi Yosef Shem Rav said, Akadeh Shiasah Karagli Avaz, when the rain ripples on the surface of the puddle, as if it's the feet of a goose. I'm Rabbi Yaakov, I guess when the feet of the geese go through water, so it creates like little waves, so dear. I'm Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Mikaim, Chuta, Mashab, Soda, Utushma, Mashabais. If it's out in the field, it's so muddy or so rainy, so the snakes don't even come out inside the house. Tan Ravesh, we learned Ravesh said, Hagiluin, Nogim, Bembars, Bemchutzar, it's a prohibition of yain, or water, Megula, applies both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutzart, Bemosachama, both in the summer, Bemosachshavim, and the winter. Okay? As long as it's not raining enough, so then there is a problem of Gilui. Okay, let's go back to Mishnah, Halacha Gimel. Okay. It says, the end of Halacha Gimel, Nikurei Te'enim, by the little hay of the Amishbot. What? This is not the hard part. No. Not yet. Don't worry. It's not going to get hard till the next Mishnah. Till Lachadala. Nikurei Te'enim. Then it gets very hard. Nikurei Te'enim Vanovim. If you have figs, which are punctured. Right, punctured. Vanovi or grapes are punctured, but gishuim vavatichim, cucumbers, melons, luim, squash, melafophonos, another type of squash. If they're punctured, vafiluin kikor, even they're very large. They're like a loaf of bread. Echogot doesn't matter. Echogotov, echokotim, whether they're large or small. Tolachotoshim, chuber, or they are plucked from the ground, they're still connected to the ground. Kosheish b'lech, as long as some moisture in them also. If it's not moist, then you just cut off the part where the snake bit and eat the rest of it. But if it's moist, then some of the that it could spread, the poison spreads throughout through fruit. The shuchas anochas asura, that which a snake bit is also mibnei sakonis nefashos, because of danger. Okay, back to the Gemara. Hamishmeres shel yayin asura. You have that? Oh, sorry, it's the last line of the Mishnah. I'm sorry. My mistake. Hamishmer Shayana Surah Mishum Gilui. If you have wine which went through a strainer, it's also because of Gilui. Rabbi Nechem Matir Chime says, Perizal, because the poison remains up in the upper part of the strainer, it doesn't go through. Back to the more. Amar Avida Bar Pazir, Avida Bar Pazir said, Matari Kurin, who's the Tana of the Mishnah of the Kurin? Rangamlio. It's like Rangamlio, when Rangamlio holds that snakes spit up their venom. If a snake drinks from water which is intended for paraduma and renders the water possum, they should make it because the snake spits up some of its venom into the water and renders it unfit. So I see Gamliel is the one who holds that snakes spit up venom when they eat or when they drink or when they do anything. So that this is my interest like Gamliel. And Rabbi Yehuda said, why are you turning over? Literally, that's what literally means. What it means, why are you connecting mitzvahs gabi nikurim? mitzvah like Por Aduma vis-a-vis the aloch of Sakonis Nefashos. Where it's here, the reason why we're answering is because Sakonis Nefashos. Whatever we hold, we might be makel by mitzvahs, by Por Aduma water. Rabbanah might be makel and say the snake doesn't spit up water into the Por Aduma water because that's only a mitzvah. But by Sakonah, we're much more machmir. The locate tiny, didn't we learn a brisa? If you see a bird, no cares, potato, pecking on a fig, v'achbor, a mouse, menacher b'avatiach, puncturing a melon. Not that I recall. Harezim usur, it's forbidden to eat the fig or to eat the melon, not because of the bird or because of the mice, because they're not poisonous. But Oimrani, I say mokam anikur achlu, that perhaps in the place where a snake had previously punctured the food, the fruit, they now ate, and therefore you won't be able to tell that a snake was been there previously. Barai bar Rabbi Ava said, "Do Amar, this teaches us hanachosh kozer meki, that a snake spits up its venom into the fruit which it eats." So we see that with chayshesh, when you see a mouse or you see a bird puncturing something, maybe there was a previous puncture there, but that's only vis-a-vis sakar stufoshes. In terms of treifus, I'm Rabbi Bob b'shem Rabbi Tamon. Rabbi said name of the rabbis in Bava. We learned this in fact in the Bavli and Chulin. Shachta of yishech the animal chotvu zevim b'nei mea, and foxes came and grabbed the intestines, and later on you get them back and you find they're full of holes. They're mutter. The animal's mutter. Let's be afraid that wherever the fox made a puncture, there was a pre-existing puncture which would make a trefa. Now you can't see it because B'nai Me'ayim kosher. So we say no. We assume that the B'nai Me'ayim, that the innards were kosher. Now let's prove it otherwise. Thereby tarfus, you say. Then we assume that the innards are kosher. Here we say we're afraid that maybe there was a puncture previously from a snake. So chomru b'sakonis nefashos must be that it's a chumra by sakonis nefashos that we're machmir for all sorts of scenarios. And they concede, even Rabbanan concede, that as far as the sakona punctured fruit goes, they're conceding on Gamliel that we suspect maybe a snake actually salivates its venom back into the whatever it's eating or drinking. Okay? Tanya, nevertheless, Rabbi Lez Omer, Lez says, Ochel otam tainim banoim balayla, a person may eat figs and grapes at night, v'enechoshesh, and does not have to be afraid. Mishum shenemar, because it says, Shomer pesoim Hashem, God watches the fools. So if you don't have light to see if it's punctured, you can eat it anyway. God watches the fools?
No, there's somebody wants to eat a date or a grape, throws it up to eat it, and then it's snatched away from you because it's from a dead monkey. Died. A monkey ate
it. Died. All right, Torah Mada. In any event, but this is interesting. You know, I would say that if Sakana were Mako, it certainly should be Mako by Isura, right? So Nafkini v. worms. Would you have to check a fruit for worms before you eat it? Right? So if the worms are not apparent, the pashas from here is you don't have to. Right? That's what follows from here, right? Rabbi Yonah B'Shem Rav says, Dag Nokur, if you have a fish which is punctured, so Chai, if it's still alive and was punctured, also because since it's alive, the venom will travel throughout the fish. Umaliach, if it's dead when it's punctured, but it's salt, but the salt causes the venom to travel throughout the fish. Mace, however, it's dead and dry, Noitel Mokom Haniku, you just take the place where it's punctured away, and the rest of it you can eat. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba and Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba said, "Avatiach sheniker if a melon was punctured, sheit mismasas ubnei mea osur. If the insides have dissolved, in other words, the venom has dissolved the inside seeds, then the melon is osur. Chad by nash have a toin melafafo nikure. Certain individuals carrying squash which are punctured by snakes." And he gave 10 people to eat from it. Umason, they all dropped dead. avos rin ilave. So then some of the bitterness, some of the inner juices of one of these melons or the squashes passed on the guy himself, on the peddler, upaskate, and it cracked him open and he died as well. Okay? Charbanash havisane, here's a very interesting word. Charbanash havisane kupad diimer, a certain individual who hated sheep meat. Kupad is meat, the imar of a sheep. Chatman ava achil kupar. Kupa, one time he ate meat. Avar chad, an individual came after he had finished eating. Vamar lay said, hey, dimar hu, it was lamb chops, sheep meat. Ivis akalis, he became all disgusted. Umis, and he dropped dead. So fascinating thing, a person can drop dead retroactively. That's really what's happening here. But even though at the time he ate, he had no idea that it was lamb chops. So later I found out, he killed him. Chamraya, another case. There were donkey drivers, Sherman Budaka, who spent the night in an inn. Armin Lund, so they said to the owners of the inn, Havalan Tapuchin, give us lentils. Vyavalan, they gave them lentils. Armin Lund, so they liked lentils so much, they said, give us doubles. Havalan Tinyani, give us doubles. Vyavalan, they gave them doubles. Armin Lund, so they said to the innkeepers, Kamoin Avutavin, the first ones were better. And here I have the two words Mahani Lane from these. But yeah. That you have those? Mahani Lane?
Mehari
Lane. Amrullah, so they said, could be. The reason why we didn't give you from the first batch is because Shazarti de Chivio Ashkachinun, we found a snake's spine inside the first batch of lentils. Banach, the first ones. And therefore, we didn't want to serve you again, so we made you another batch. Here too, these cows soon retroactively they became disgusted, umisun, and they dropped dead as well. Ksiv, it says, "Birtzos Hashem darke ish." When a person's enemies, when Hashem is happy with a person, gam oiva yashimito, his enemies will also make peace with him. Gai meir omer zakel, story about dogs. Shemalevi omer zanochet, story about snakes. And now we have two mitzvahs to prove this. Raya, there were shepherds, Chavun Chava, who were milking milk from animals. Va'asa Chivya, and a snake came, Va'achel Minei, and ate from that which they were, from the animals, from the milk. They drank from the milk from which they had milked. Va'ava Kavu Mistakabe, a dog saw this happening. When the shepherds came to drink the milk, Shari Navachbone, the dog started barking at them. Lois Bone, they didn't pay attention. But so far, in the end, Ochel, the dog ate the milk, Umis, and the dog died. In other words, the dog was Moser Nefesh to save his master. So we see our dogs making peace with their masters. Another case, Chad Barnash Ovid Tom, a certain individual is making onions. Tom Shachi ground on his gobase in his house. Vasa Chividitor, mountain snake came. Vachamine and ate from the onions. Vava Chivio the Besar, there was a domestic snake who was also poisonous. Mistakabe was watching this. Asum de Besar Mechamine, so now the people of the household came to eat from that onion. Mishre Matartil and Offer. So the domestic snake scar started scattering them dirt, so they just not eat it. The low is bonu, they didn't understand. The kala garme garve. So the domestic snake threw himself into the onions, so he'd be forced not to eat it. So here we see a snake saving people as well. Chad Barnash, another individual. Zamin Chad Rabon. He invited a certain rabbi, and put a dog next to him at the dinner table. So the rabbi said, I owe you embarrassment. In other words, what kind of a disgusting thing is this you're doing to me? I'm doing you a favor. How so? I have chatzman one time. Shavoin alun kartu. The captors came into the city. One of the captors came in, and wanted to rape this rabbi's wife. So the dog which had sat next to him previously and made a relationship with him, came, Achal Beitzav, and ate the testicles of the rapist. So from here we see that you, it's advantageous to develop a good relationship with dogs. Okay? Now, here it comes. Chavis show truma. I'm going to read the whole Mishnah through. Here is one of the other times when the Kavanaki splits it up, and I don't like why he does. I don't like it. Chavis show truma. You have a barrel full of truma. Shinoa ba safik tuma, in which a safik tuma was generated. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Lezer says, Imai so, now it's a suffix. We don't know if it's Tumar or Tommy or not. Lezer Omer, Imai so, Munach, Smokom, Atur, if it was in a place where it was in danger, in peril. In the Yinich, Mokom, the Truma. Right. And that's how it got its suffix Tuma. So Rabbi Lezer says, you have to upgrade it. Was in an imperiled location. Put it in a safe location. If it was revealed, cover it. Rabbi Yeshua Mer, if it was a place where it was concealed previously, on the contrary. Put it now in a perilous location. In other words, you can endanger, because after already now it's a Sofik Tuma. If it was covered, you can reveal it. Don't do anything to it. Just leave it as is. You can't do anything to it. You have no right because you're changing the status quo. You have a barrel which broke in the upper vineyard. Now, it's truma. It's a barrel of truma. V'tachtona tmeya, there's chulin tmeyim underneath it, lower down in the vineyard. What do you do? If you let the truma flow down into the lower vineyard, the lower wine press actually, then it's going to make meduma, and so there's not enough to be mala, so everything's going to be osir because it's going to be tummy. So what do you do?
Something significant about the fact
that it runs
out low
and stuff. It flows down. Just because of the natural flow, I think. Rabbi Lezer Shua says, nonetheless, if you can save from it a quart, a revius as tar, yatzel, you should save it. In other words, wait till you have tar, Caleb. And save the Torah Kalim, even though the rest of it will become Tommy when it falls down into the Chulin, right? Avim Lahav, and if not, Rabbi Lezmer, still, Terev Titame, you cannot be Matame Piyadayim. You only can allow it to go down and become Tommy on its own accord. You can't deflect it by putting it into Tommy Kalim, despite the fact that in the end result, both your Truma and the Chulin will become Osir. Nonetheless, you can't deflect it away. So too, if you have a barrel of oil, which spilled, which is trum oil, they both could see it. You can say from it a revius as tar. Yatsush go and do so. Even if not, let it go down and get absorbed in its own. And don't cause it to get absorbed on its own with your own hands. Valzu, valzu, I'm Rabbi Yeshua. On both these cases. Yes. Yes. Valzu, valzu, I'm Rabbi Yeshua. On both these cases, Rabbi Yeshua said, Lo zui truma shani muzar lo mitama. If it's going to get lost anyway, I'm not concerned I'm allowed to go and be mitama hit. And we all know that I'm not allowed to do it, obviously, is not to eat it. Because it becomes tummy afterwards. Ubal to tamena. Where's the case where I'm forbidden to be mitame truma? Hoya even mukal person going from place to place. The kikar shul truma yonder, he had loaves of truma in his hands. Omer Nochin, a guy said to him, "Tell me, Achaz, man, give me one of them." V'atamena, and I'll make it tummy. If you love, and if not, I ran in with time. It's going to be matame all of them. Allow the guy to do it. Vayitain lo achas mem, you're now let's give him one of them, v'yitmar and allow him to make a tummy. Rabbi Shua mer yonelch fanav achas mem ha'sela. Rabbi Shua says, you're allowed to go further. You're allowed to put one on a stone, and then he should take it, as long as you don't directly give it to his hands. V'chei noshim, so to women. Shomlem goyim, the goyim of oivdei elilim. Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. V'chei noshim, shomlem goyim. Over the Elim, the guy said, "Tuno Achs Mikem, give us one of your number to the Tamon. We'll rape her. If you love, if not, Anu Matami and Kulchem going to rape all of you. Yitam was cool, and they should allow all of them to be raped. Vayum Sulem Nevesh Achas Misrael. They shouldn't allow one Jewish soul to be given over to the non-Jews. Okay, in other words, they shouldn't volunteer. I should say is the proper word." With Lot in the city, right? Lot didn't hold of this Gemara. What? Yeah, and Sanhedrin's brought down the context of murder as well. Not murder, whatever. Yeah, giving the Goyim's murder, yeah. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Boon, Medivre Shloishton, from all the Torah in the Mishnah, which are Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Gamliel. We learned Leah also the Soifa. It says when you have a suffix of Tuma in your Truma, you either still safeguard it to the utmost, you become a little bit more lax, or you don't change the status quo. But nobody else you can burn it. So we see that when you have Truma, which you're not sure whether it's Tuma, you're not allowed to burn it. Okay? Now. Oh no! Now the Gemara is going to argue. Now says the Gemara, Chevrayim b'shem Rabbi Lezer. The Chevrayim named Rabbi Lezer. You know what? I want to get a magic marker. A second, I'm going to use the board. I think you should probably move to the side here so you can see the board. Okay, this is a contradiction the Gemara is going to deal with. There's a contradiction between the two parts of the Mishnah. In the first part of the Mishnah, we're talking about a baron which a suffix tumah has occurred. In the second part of the Mishnah, we're talking about a barrel where a definite tumah has occurred that will immediately fall into a lower wine press. Okay? Actually, the barrel is not definitely tumah. I made a mistake there. A barrel of truma. That will imminently fall into a lower wine press, which is tame. Okay, the lower press is tame. Okay, so here we have a barrel which is suffix tumah occurred already, and here we have a barrel of truma which will imminently fall into tumah, but hasn't yet fallen there. Okay? So there seems to be a contradiction, because in the beginning of the Mishnah, Rabbi Shua's opinion is that you can be lax with that barrel now. You can reveal it, put it into a place where it's in more peril, but you can't actually go be matame it. Here, Rabbi Yehuda, the second case, Rabbi Shua says, in order to save the wine in the lower press, which is chulin, from getting mixed up with this truma, which is tame, you're allowed to put the truma wine, which is falling in, even into tame kalim. You're actually allowed to take it into your hands and be metame it. So it's a contradiction. Because here you're not allowed to be metame it. You're just allowed to loosen your rigidity. Right? Right? Here you can even be metame it. So how do we reconcile two parts of the Mishnah? So Chavraya, the Shem Rabbi Lez, look at the beginning of the Gemara. On the top of Mem Hayim and Av. Chavraya and Rabbi Lezer is an Amoyecha. The Chaverim said, "Never Rabbi Lezer." Chavis are Yishrenu Rabbi Yosi. This first barrel in Rabbi Yeshua is like Rabbi Yosi. Vashniya in the second barrel is like Rabbi Meir. Who are Rabbi Yosi and who are Rabbi Meir? I'm glad you asked. So the first, the first Mishnah is like Rabbi Yosi. Like Rabbi Yosi. And this is the second Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir. Now this is the Eva Machlokas by. Do you have Truma? Trumas Chometz on Erev Pesach. Needless to say, in a few hours, what's going to be with this Chometz? It's going to be also, right? So you have to get rid of it. So what do you do with it? So he says, Rabbi Meir said, now here you have both, I should add, this is important. Truth Chaser Pesach, you have both Tahar and Tummy. You have both Tahar and Tummy. So questions, can you burn them together or not? So the Gemara Pesachim, a hard one. So Rabbi Meir says, I'll write just a question here. Can you burn together Tahar and Tummy? So, no, we have to. We have no choice because it's Erev Pesach, right? So our mayor says, yeah. Our mayor says, yes. And Rabbi Yossi says, no. So these shitas are consistent. Because like Rabbi Yossi who says no, it means you cannot cause tumah to tohar truma. So therefore he also has, you can reveal, like the Mishnah Chavitz Rishon, at the first barrel, so to speak, you can reveal it, but he can't be Metame. Whereas Rabbi Meir, who said, Rabbi Meir holds that you can't burn the Tame and Torah together, even though the Torah will become Tame as a result, that's like the second statement of Rabbi Yeshua, that you can even be Metame the Truma directly in order to prevent some negative occurrence later down the line. Okay? So the truth is, the two statements of Rabbi Yeshua, the author, both statements in our Mishnah here. Yet it's Rabbi Yeshua according to two separate Tanoim. One like Rabbi Yossi and one like Rabbi Meir. Okay? Is that clear so far? Again, Chavrai B'Sher Milot say, Chavis Yishroin Okar, B'Yossi V'Shnir Rabbi Meir. The Chevraya Omri, that was the Chevraya in the name of Rabbi Lezer. The Chevraya themselves said, Chavis Rishon Rabbi Yossi, they added on. The Chavis Rishon is like Rabbi Yossi, Vleser, Meir, Moedibah. These two things cannot be reconciled. This like Rabbi Yossi, the Chavis Rishon, first spouse like Rabbi Yossi, and Meir does not concede the point of that. The Chavishniyah Rabbi Meir, and this is like Rabbi Meir, the second barrel, and Rabbi Yossi does not concede the point of that one. Never the twain shall meet. The Isser of making Truma, which is Tohar Tomei, even though in moments both of them will be also because it's Erev Pesach, doesn't matter, it's the principle of the matter. Exactly, you have to put them separately, according to Rabbi Yossi. Okay, Amar Lon, Rabbi Yossi, so Rabbi Yossi said to them, Rabbi Yossi is not the same Rabbi Yossi, it's Rabbi Yossi the Amora, not Rabbi Yossi the Tana. So Rabbi Yossi the Amora said to the Chevraya, Chamun Mato Nomrin, look at what you're saying. You're saying that the first barrel is like Rabbi Yossi. Now I have a few words which I don't think you have. Mayor does not concede the point. You don't have those words, do you? Hucker Rabbi Meir. So what do you have? Hucker Rabbi Meir, Mr. Zuger? Hucker Rabbi Meir, right. The last few words in the first wide line. Hucker Rabbi Meir. Sarfin. Your contention, Chevraya, right? Rabbi Yossi is speaking. Rabbi Yossi is speaking to Chevraya. Rabbi Yossi the Amora, whose name is Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvida. Okay, Yossi is saying to Chevraya, okay, what are you guys saying? You're saying that Rabbi Meir would hold in this case what? Rabbi Meir, you're trying to say that Rabbi Meir in this case would hold. Rabbi Meir would hold, but Rabbi Meir in the case. Can you see from there? In the case of the first barrel, would say, Sorfin, burn it! That's what you would contend, right? There, a mayor would argue and say, in this case of the first barrel, burn it. Don't just reveal it, burn it! Because their mayor holds, yeah! You can do what you can call, you can do, you can, once you have to, tomei, just like, once you have an imminent loss, that's it, you can go ahead and burn it. Look, Rabbi Shimon Sorfi. And like Rabbi Shimon, you also burn it. Rabbi Shimon, we haven't seen it. Rabbi Shimon's a new player. We'll see what he says in a minute, right? But in any event, so according to both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, you should burn it. If that's the case, the Yirbu Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosef Yisrofu. If that's the case, take Rabbi Meir plus Rabbi Shimon and equals, that should equal a majority. And the question Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvida is asking, since that's the case, so how could in the second Mishnah Rabbi Yoshua change his mind and say like Rabbi in this case, how could Rabbi Shimon, right, how could Rabbi Yeshua say like Rabbi Yossi? Right, that's basically what he's saying. If Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon would both say burn it, then they equal a majority. Then how can Rabbi Yeshua in this case paskin like Rabbi Yossi? We said before that Rabbi Yeshua holds like Rabbi Yossi that you can't call that we're let, it ain't basically as far as it ain't over till it's over. Since that's the case, you can't burn Trumas Chametz on Erev Pesach both the time and Torah together. And over here, you can't, if you have a barrel which is subject to more curd, you can reveal it, but it can't be Matamiyat. But if you, Rabbi Meir, hold that it's over already before it's fully over, and therefore on Erev Pesach you can bring the Torah and Tumah together. So over here we would hold that if you have Sefek Tumah, you should be able to burn it. And we know Rabbi Shimon also holds you able to burn it. So Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon equal a majority. They should override Rabbi Yossi. How could Rabbi Yeshua quote say like Rabbi Yossi? It's a Gemara's question. I didn't understand it when I prepared it. Now I understand it, actually. It's not bad. It's a good question. You got it?
I got it.
Yeah. Got it?
The obvious answer is that Rabbi Shimon doesn't agree with Rabbi
Meir. Yeah, we're not going to say that. Says the Gemara, V'od, and furthermore, Minadod Anachami Rabbonin, when I, from the fact that I saw, this perhaps is more of the question. I've seen all the time that the rabbis, when a case like this comes in front of them, like the first barrel, and it's which is something to them occurs, I have the words Amrin Zeal. They say, go and be tola. They say, don't go burn it. Don't go burn. So, not like you guys. Now we ask, where do we find Rabbi Shimon Sarf, Rabbi Shimon holds you burn? Where do we find such thing? Tznina Taman, we learned over there. Both in Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yoshua both concede. Shasarf in Zula Atzma of Zula Atzma. They both hold that you burn the Torah and Tomei and Erev Pesach separately. Right? The Torah and Tomei and Erev Pesach, you learn burn separately. Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Shimon Shinah. Now, the truth is, this is one of the many cases in which Yushami brings down the beginning of a statement, really means to bring a raya from the end of the statement. The end of the statement there, Brother Rabbi Lezer and Yeshua say you burn it separately. However, the Mishnah goes on to say that that's only in a case where one is Torah and one is Tomei. One is Torah and one is Tomei. But where one is Tahar, one is Tummy, and one is Tolui, then you can burn them together. And there, that's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says that. Now, I want to write that down. Rabbi Shimon, who says that in a case on Erev Pesach, you do burn Tomei and Tolui, right? Tomei is definitely Tomei, and Tolui is Safek together. So according to Rabbi Shimon, really we say Tolui already has the status of Tomei. And you can burn them together, right? Again, the Gemara doesn't bring down this part of the statement, but the Raya is from that part of the statement. That according to Rabbi Shimon, you can burn Tolui and Tomei together on Erev Pesach. So your parent told me together, that means that totally is considered to be over, even though it's not really over yet. Like Rabbi Meir, who says also even more of a chiddush, that you can burn Tome and Tor together, not just Tome and Toli, right? So, but in any event, put the two of them together and say over here, where Savik Tumor occurred in a barrel, don't just reveal it, go and burn it, right? So, Rabbi Yochanan said that this statement over there about Erev Pesach burning the Toli and Tomei together is Rabbi Shimon. V'in Timrun. Okay, so that's the case. So we have a kasha, right? V'in Timrun, maybe you say, maybe you guys will want to say in answering the question, Leisle the Rabbi Meir Tliya. The Rabbi Meir doesn't know the concept of Tliya. Now, oh, sorry, I missed. Scratch that. Let me read the question again. V'in Tamrun, and if you want to continue, in fact, along your lines, and this is asking a further question. If you're going to say, let me make this clear again. I'm still not making this properly clear. It's really simple. He's saying, I want to ask another question on you. In Tamrun, he's saying, if you are going to say that Rabbi Meir holds that you definitely burn Sofik, and that Rabbi Meir does not hold that you ever leave Truma Tluya. Now, let me clarify the question he's asking. He's asking a very fundamental question. He's saying, you know, you guys, Chevraya, you just said something very fundamental, Rabbi Meir. I don't even know, Chevraya, if you realize yourselves what you said. You said, according to Rabbi Meir, every time you have Truma, which is a suffix tumor, what do you do with it? You burn it. So according to you, there's no concept of tluya. In Rabbi Meir, there's no concept of tluya. That's what you're contending. Because what did you say? You said that according to Rabbi Meir, the second barrel is like Rabbi Meir, which means that as something which is imminently going to become tame, go ahead and be matame it, which means bring it to burning. And you said that Rabbi Meir would therefore argue on the first Mishnah. And you say if you have a Suffolk Tumah, go ahead and burn it as well.
Right.
So what are you saying? The Rabbi Meir does not hold the concept of ever leaving Truma as clear. Leaving it over and not committing yourself and allowing it to remain literally dangling. In other words, till it rots or till it gets some other definite Tumah and so on and so forth. So, Avin team, what are you going to say in fact? Lately, Rabbi Meir Tliya, Hatani, didn't we learn? It's not true. We learned Truma, Kluya, Truma, which is a suffix. And it should be, instead of Utsmeh, it should be Utahayra. You have Truma, which is Toli, and Truma, which is Tor. Sorfi, no, son, Erev Shabbos, Imcha Shecha. Divei Rabbi Meir. Now, this is another case which we haven't seen yet. Another case of Erev Pesach. Okay? I'm not sure where to put it. Let's just put it right here. You have Erev Pesach. And you have Tluya plus Tahora. Oh, I forgot. Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos. Erev Pesach is Shabbos. So, what do you do? You really can't burn it on Shabbos itself. So the mayor says, you burn it. Burn right before Shabbos. Rabbanon holds, Divrei Meir, Chachomim say, eradicate it. It's tomorrow, at the right time. How do you eradicate it tomorrow? We all know. If you have Chometz Erev Pesach on Shabbos, you flush it down the toilet, feed it to the dogs, feed it to Goyim. Now, be that as it may, Rabbi Meir holds you burn it right before Shabbos. So the Gemara, his question, Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvita means to ask on the Chevraya, he says, listen guys, if you are a mayor, doesn't know the concept of Tluya. I mean, Tluya is Tameya, essentially. They're Yeah, it's as if it's a completely tummy. So then why does he have to wait till right before Shabbos to burn it? Let him burn in the middle of the afternoon. Let him burn it earlier in the day. Why wait so long? He could have burnt it much earlier, right? Why? Because it's tummy. If he's waiting till the right last moment right before Shabbos, it must be because since it's only Tluya, therefore you gotta wait with it till the last possible moment. Why? Because it's not like Tmeo. It was Tmeo could burn immediately. Okay?
Where was Rameir? Where did Chabraya attribute to Rameir that there is no possibility?
It's only by inference, right. We infer that the Chabraya say the second barrel, which says you can put it into Tomei Kalim, was like Rabbi Meir. And not the first barrel. I mean, the first barrel, it says you just can reveal it, but he can't be Matamid, is like Rabbi Yossi, but not like Rabbi Meir. So it must be like Rabbi Meir, since that's the inference, which Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvita was drawing from the Chavraya. It must be that they hold that by Rabbi Meir would hold by the first barrel, which is Safi Tuma could occur, he can be Mamish Matamid and be burned right away. And that he's asking, if that's the case, I have two questions on you. A, the right man, that's the case, we should paskin like Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon over Rabbi Yossi, because they're a majority. And B, I prove to you that Rabbi Meir does not hold that Tluya equals Tom Tameya, because he says when Erev Pesach comes out of Shabbos, you have to wait till last possible moment even to burn the Tluya, not just to burn the Torah. So we see that he holds that it's Safek Tuma, is still a Safek. It's not the same thing as Vaday Tomei. Okay? So I'm Rabbi Zio Kumi Rabbi Mona. So now we have two answers on this. Two answers about this specific case of Erev Pesach on Shabbos. Why Tluya way is going to ask about it. Now the two interpretations about ask about it. One interpretation about ask about it is that he wants to go ask a Rav. Maybe the Rav will tell him this is really not Tluya. It's really Tahar. There's a case where he hasn't yet asked the Rav whether it's a bona fide Safik or whether it's just his mistake. That's one interpretation of Lishar Aleh. Another interpretation of Lishar Aleh is, don't forget, Truma is really a neder. And on a neder we have a concept of Hataras Nedarim, which is called She'ela as well. So the other interpretation here is he's going to go to a Chacham annul is neder, in which case it will no longer be Truma, in which case the whole Tluya issue will fall off. So either of interpretations can work here. Okay? So when do I say, really, Rabbi Meir holds Tluya is like Tamea? Except in two possibilities, both of which are indicated by this case, although we don't know which one. In a case where he's going to go and ask a Rav, and maybe the Rav will pass and it's really Mutar, or a case where he's going to go and be Matthew's original letter, which made the Truma. Amar Lei. And he said to him, Kein Amar Rabbi Yossi. That's Rabbi Yossi said. Kol Tluyin Amar Lei, wait, let me check who's saying this. Amar Lei seems to mean that even Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvida, who was asking the question, Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvida is the one who's doing the asking the whole time, that about their man Rabbi Shimon should be a majority, about Erev Pesach comes down on Shabbos, Tluyin Torah. So Amar Lei, and Ken Amar Rabbi Yossi, and he said, so and Rabbi Yossi himself, Rabbi Zira said, Rabbi Mona said to Rabbi Zira, you're saying good answer, because even Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvida holds, Kol Tluyin Dana Nomrin Hacha. When do we have such a loche of Tluya, but where it's got to get burnt, the Tluya she'ain't died to lishoyle, by Tluya where he doesn't have the intent to ask a question on it, I will die to lishoyle, but where his intent is to ask questions on it, or to knows neder toiroi, it's as if it's torn. The Tani we learned, Tluya shomar. What do you have? Do you have shomar? Tluya shomar tohoirahi, temeahi, harei tmezu temea. A Tluya only where he gave a pope on it. And he said, I don't know, tohar, tome, there's no way of ever finding out. Then it's tome. But if he said, I'm going to leave it over, maybe I'll go ask on it and get a heter. So then, it's still tar, and therefore it still has to be maintained. And in this case, right until right before Shabbos, only then can you burn it. That's one way. So that's one way in which we can say, right, Meir tacos, there's no difference between Tluya and Tameo. But only in a case where you already determined, either because you already asked a Rav, or you're not going to ask a Rav, that it's Tameo as far as you're concerned. But not in a case where there's still a possibility that you go to a Rav and either get to ask a Shiloh or get your nether a note. That's one way of answering the question. I'm Rabbi Yosef Bar Bun. Another answer, way of answering the question. Maybe the reason why Rabbi says burn it right before nightfall is because the suffix occurred right before nightfall. Maybe tell you about a case where the suffix occurred just then. But in a Hanami, the suffix occurred early in the day. You burn it early in the day. You don't have any resolution from here. Now, this we're returning now to Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvida. Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvida was asking Kashas on the Chevraya who said this whole Sineski scheme there. Okay, so Rabbi Yossi said, furthermore, you said like this. You said, Chavish Hashniya, the second case where the barrel of Truma will imminently fall into the lower wine press, which is Tameh, that there Rabbi Yeshua said you can even put the Truma into Tameh Kalim in order to prevent it falling into the lower wine press. You said, Rabbi Meir. You said that to Rabbi Meir. The late Rabbi Yossi did not concede that case. Okay, that's what you guys said. How can you say this? But Tanya, didn't we learn that when is this true? When can you do this? But bar she'ein ba kitei lahalos. Only where the lower press does not have enough chulin to cancel the truma. In other words, it doesn't have a ratio of 100 to 1. Avol bibar, but if it's a case of a bar she'yesh bo kitei lahalos, which has a ratio of 100 to 1, afilu kol she'yi, also letamo, afilu kol she'yi also letamos, you're not allowed to be matame at all. Now to be matame anything, right? V'e Krabi Meir. What?
I understand the difference between the boar.
If the boar has 100 to 1, so even though the truma will fall in and become tame, it still will not be a problem for you to eat, because anyway it's butter. Therefore, you're not allowed to make the truma tame be a dime. Okay? That's the thing. Since it's not going to be inedible, since there's going to be 100 to 1 canceling, so therefore it's, excuse me. So therefore you're allowed to, therefore you're not allowed to be matame a dime.
So that's the case with Rishu. So the mayor is saying it even in that case?
Well, so that's the case, Kasha. That's Rabbi Yosef. Let me read the Kasha and then I'll come back and explain it. V'in Rabbi Meir, if it's going like Rabbi Meir, I have the word he, which you don't have, I think. He yesh bok de lahalos. It makes no difference if there's enough or not. Now let's explain that, okay? His Kasha is like this. Later on, it says that which you can put into Tomei Kalim is only if the lower press doesn't have enough coolant to cancel the truma, which clearly indicates that if the lower press has enough to cancel the truma, then you can't be metame the truma by putting it to Tamei Kalim. Now, ask Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvida on the Chevraya, if you say that this whole second barrel is going like Rabbi Meir, then like Rabbi Meir, any truma which is imminently going to be lost, it's considered ready as if it's over, right? So listen, this truma which is falling, no matter what, catch 22, it's lost no matter what. If there's a minority of chulin, if there isn't enough to be a vatel, it's for sure lost. Because it's going to become tamei and there's nothing to do with it. But even if there's a majority of chulin, it's still going to lose its status as truma. It ain't truma anymore. It's going to be chulin. So if that's the case, why can't I go be mitamei with kalin tamei? It's over. It's finished. It's gone. So therefore, it should make no difference if the lower... But if the lower press has enough to be mevatel or not, as truma, this is finished. Since that truma is finished, I should be allowed to be mutameit. So again, if it's like Remeir, he yesh buktei laos, he ain't buktei laos. So it's a kasha on you guys, even on the second part. Vod min ador. And further, I have a question to you from the following. Tetzninon, we learned. We're going to learn later on. Amrav Yossi, eno hi amido. This is not... Oh, are we going to list later on? No. Tomorrow I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. Furthermore, we learned the psachim. Eino yamido. This is not the proper measure. Now, what we're asking is like this. We're going back to ask a Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says you're not allowed to be matame truma, which is about to get lost, right? Remember, he said in the first barrel, we said reveal it, but don't be matame. We said it's going to look. Rabbi Yossi says you're not allowed to be matame. It ain't over till it's over, and therefore, even if it's imminently about to get lost, you still can't be matame, right? Okay. Now, well, let's ask in that Rabbi Yossi, because after all, the Gemara says in Psachim, or I should say. The Mishnah brings down in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yossi says Eino min amido. Let me write down the exact quote there. It says there Omar Rabbi Meir.
From the words of both Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yehuda.
Rabbi Yeshua, what are you looking for? From the both the words of both Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Midivreim, it says. From the words of both Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, we learned. Shesorfim truma tmetorim apayiv. Shesorfim. That you can burn. Truma tahora. In Hatzmeya Bepesa says you can burn because that's our Meishita, that when it's over, it's over. You can burn Torah in Hatzmeya because it's already lost, it's finished, it's gone. And that Rabbi Yossi said, Amar Rabbi Yossi Eino Min Hamida. This is not a proper form, not proper measurement. That's Rabbi Yossi says. Now, what does that mean?
You can't derive that from a blazer.
No. That's not. Okay. So that. What does that mean? It's not a proper form. So he explains. The Kavanaki explains that Rabbi Yossi is saying, although Rabbi Yoshua allows being matir truma be avuda be adayim, Rabbi Yeshua allows this case here. In other words, Rabbi Yossi says, even though in the case of the second barrel, in Masechta Trumos, one is allowed to be Matame the Truma, which is imminently going to fall into the lower wine press, we cannot extrapolate from that to Chametz by Pesach. Eina min amida means I can't extrapolate from this case of the second barrel to the case of Pesach. Eina min amida, Trumos is not comparable to Pesach. That's what it means. So if that's the case,
ultimately resolves our question on Rabbi Yeshua from Amud Aleph. Because on Amud Aleph, our question was, how can he hold like Rabbi Yossi in one case and Meir in the other?
Yeah.
The answer is
he doesn't.
That one doesn't carry over from another.
Mm-hmm. The lace bar, that's exactly what we're saying here. The lace bar nosh, That's exactly what the Gemara is saying, and that's Rabbi Yosef Bar Tzvi's question. A person doesn't say you can't make a comparison unless he agrees with the case, and unless he agrees with the issue over there, and says don't compare it to over here. So it means by Rabbi Yosef saying that I can't compare this case to the second barrel to Chometan Pesach, it means he concedes to this case this halach in the second barrel. He says, don't compare that to Chametz HaPesach. So you wanted to say that this is the case of the second barrel might be going like Rabbi Meir, and now like Rabbi Yossi. It has to be going like Rabbi Yossi. Must be going like Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi's whole point is, I can't compare the second barrel to Chametz HaPesach. So it must be that here Rabbi Yossi would concede that where we have such a case of Truma falling down from the upper press to the lower press, that there even Rabbi Yossi concedes, it's considered to be over and done with, and it can be Matami. But Chametz HaPesach, burning on Erev Pesach, it's still not the same comparable, because it's a different type of scenario, and there he doesn't concede. So the Chevraya don't answer this question. They remain silent on the issue. Amar... Mike Adon, why is it not comparable? Why can't I compare the Truma to the Pesach? So it says, I'll tell you why. Here, by our case, by Truma, the Truma Tmei is falling into the Chulin. The Torah, the Rabbanan, they said, the guy's going to lose all that wine on the bottom. It's not nice. We have rachmanis on him. Let's not make him lose all that wine, right? So, again, but by the end of Pesach, so what do you have to do? You have to make two different bonfires. Big deal. So make two different bonfires. Don't put them together. It's what causes cause is being caused. So I feel like nonetheless. Ain't no absurd moment. He's not causing a loss. As the Gemara is asking, still, should tzar chaytum misar for zulatzva zulatzva. He needs wood to burn each one separately. That's also a shtickle loss. So Gemara is saying, wait, there's still a loss over there by Pesach. Says Gemara, no. Let's say merube choshishu for a significant loss that all his wine is going to get lost. That's a significant loss. They're choshishu. Let's say broad lo choshishu. They weren't so makbid on a small loss, such as the loss of having to make two separate bonfires. That, they said, make two separate. Does that Rabbi Yosef say? Ain't I mean, it's not comparable. For Efsim Merube, we allowed you to be Matame. For Efsim Mord, we didn't allow you to burn them together. I'm Rabbi Yosef Barbun. Whew. Rabbi Yosef Barbun said, Tipater. I want to answer the Chevraya. I'm going to answer the Chevraya up. Midid command Omar Midid Rabbi Kiva Diri Chanina Skana Kani. I want to say that Rabbi Meir's Midir Divraim Lamadu. To have to go through the whole logic now would be very complicated. So I'm not going to go through the whole logic, but rather all we're just going to do is say what he's saying over. He's saying that Rabbi Meir says Midivraim Lamadu. So Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvi, in asking his question, said, listen, the Rei Lamanu says the Rei Meir is learning out from this case. Rabbi Yossi says, don't extrapolate from this case. So must Rabbi Yossi holds of this case. And he just said it's not comparable to Pesach. The Chevraya learned that when Rabbi Meir said, the Rei Lamanu, it's going on something else. It's going not in Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua over here, but in Rabbi Chanina Skana Konim and Rabbi Akiva's words in Pesachim itself. And he was saying, we'll learn from them. And Rabbi says, don't learn from Rabbi Chaim Skana Konim and Rabbi Akiva to the case of burning Pesach and Erev Pesach. Again, without going into the intricacies of what that is or is not, the bottom line is that Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvi'da's diuk falls down. Because Yossi Bar Zvi'da's diuk was based on the assumption that Rabbi Meir said, let's learn out from here. And Rabbi Yossi saying, well, let's not learn out. So as you see, Rabbi Yossi concedes this case, he just doesn't want to learn out from here. But if we say Rabbi Meir is learning out from a different case, Rabbi says, don't learn out from a different case, it's still possible Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree with this case in the second barrel.
In the case of second battle, Taki will also hold that you can't still put into Tommy Kim, and this in fact will still only be like Rabbi Meir and not like Rabbi Yossi. Okay, so that circumstantial evidence which Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvira Vot brought, which seemed strong, he's saying it's not so strong because it depends how he learns the words with Yivreim Lamanu, which appear there in Psachim. Okay, that's the end of the hard part. Rabbi Ila, Rabbi Zira Taveim. How hard was it? Pretty hard?
No?
No. Okay.
You explained very well.
All right. I don't think without the board it would have worked. Rabbi, at least not for me. Rabbi Ila, Rabbi Zira, Tarveyan, Mishem, Rabbi Yochanan, Armin. Rabbi Ila and Rabbi Zira both said name Rabbi Yochanan. Chavis Harishoina Kirabi Yossi. It's going back on the same principles. Chavis Harishoina Kirabi Yossi, the first battle is like Rabbi Yossi, that we wait. In other words, we can't burn it right away. The Chavis Ashnia, Bake Rabbi Meir, Bake Rabbi Yossi. That can even be going like Rabbi Meir, going either like Rabbi Meir or like Rabbi Yossi. Why? Because that's definitely going to be lost. So even Rabbi Yossi, like we just said a few minutes ago, even Rabbi Yossi agrees that it's definitely going to be lost. You might as well just go ahead and be Matami in order to save Jewish money. Rabbi Zira Kumi Rabbi Mana, Rabbi Zira said in front of Rabbi Mana, Vilesa da Pliga. Rabbi Yossi doesn't this argue Rabbi Yossi, right? The second case, because we see that Rabbi Yossi says, and er Pesach, he now is to be Matame the Truma. So here too shouldn't be allowed to be Matame. Amalei, so he said, Lama Nema, Amalei, Nomar, the low Rabbi Meir. That which you said, that the first Mishnah is going like, in other words, the first battle is going like Krabi and Meir, that's good. Nomar the low Krabi Yossi, but you want to say the second battle is not like Krabi Yossi, that's bad. In other words, what do you mean? What do I mean by that? So it's basically the Lashon of the Yerushalmi is funny, but Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Zir, Rabbi Yil, and Rabbi Zir are having a parallel discussion. Rabbi Zir and Rabbi Mona have a parallel discussion. Rabbi Zir wants to say this is like Rabbi Yossi, but this cannot be like Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Mona says you're right about this. This is going like Rabbi Yossi, but that which you said this is not like Rabbi Yossi, you're wrong about that. Okay, that's what Rabbi Zir is saying, and he's explaining. Nicha de Lora Krabi Meir Namar. This I understand is not like Rabbi Meir, the case of the first battle. Pishmet saying Rabbi Meir, sorry, Fluya B'chol Mokam. Rabbi Meir holds you can always burn Fluya. Like Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvira wanted to prove before, Rabbi Meir holds you can always burn Fluya. I'm sorry, not like Rabbi Zvira. The Chevraya said, you can always burn Fluya. Fluya is the same thing for Rabbi Meir like Tmeya. You can always burn it. Period. Okay, so that this is not going like this first battle where it says reveal, but don't be matami. That can't be going like Rabbi Meir. That's going like Rabbi Yossi. However, Rabbi Mona said, Azilni Azlisa Kitzo, and I went to Caesarea. Shamis, and I heard Rabbi Zikum Shem Rabbi Zira said that Rabbi Meir Takol Sorry Fluy B'Chomok. He always burned through Matluya. I asked him, what if the suffix is only the Rabbanan? Not a Doraita, can you burn it then? He said, yes, on a potluck, she need mace, my mother should go in. I told him a case, it's a tumma the Rabbanan, such as when he came to me, because he came into contact with Goyim. Mother should be Goyim, Mabi Yadach, where did you hear something about where he came into contact with a place where goyim reside? Tani, we learned Mordechai Shel Goyim Tolim. We learned where the truma came into contact, where a place where the goyim reside. So it's a sofik. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda, Omer sofik. Even though it's only a sofik, you burn it, which is like we just said in Rabbi Meir. Sorry, Meir holds it by and Rabbi, like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda, that even on Tluya, even on the Rabban on Tluya, even when it's question only of a tumma the Rabban, you burn it. Rav Huna, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Rabbi Meir Omer, Haya Omer, Meir said, Sorvin Kluya B'Shayim Mos Hashanah. You burn Kluya not just in Erev Pesach, but even on the rest of the year. The whole rest of the whole time, just like we just said, the name Ramana. The Tani, we learned Truma Kluya, if you have Truma, which is totally, and the next word should be Antohaira. Sorvin is so Erev, like we learned before, Sorvin is so Erev Shabbos Ilchad Sheikha. There in Meir. You could burn it only right before nightfall, there, right before nightfall. You wait till the next day. You know what? I want to get to Amud Aleph, but it's already late. So let's stop here, and we'll come back to this tomorrow. We'll start from Rabbi Huna tomorrow.
Okay, not bad for a hard Gemara. We did almost too much.